you know, when it comes to when you get into that Medicare period, and a lot of you out there can relate to this, I guess choosing the right Medicare plan is not a slam dunk. And there's these open enrollment period going on, I think, through, I think it's December 7th. But we have a great expert to talk about this. A great, great expert. Neil Steffens is president of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield on Medicare. And Neil, joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an H and our network of news talk stations stretching up into Portland, Maine. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Jack. Great to talk to you this morning.
Great. Where are you joining us from?
I'm in Indianapolis today.
Is that your headquarters out there?
It is, actually.
Yep, I've been there once, a buddy's daughter's wedding. We stayed downtown, a big sports. It was during that basketball stuff. You had a couple. It was like one of the brackets for the. It was a fun weekend. I'd never been there.
Yeah, I can see it from here, actually.
And of course, J-Dog, you love this. You have the football stadium right around the corner too. So it's all packed in there, correct?
It is great sports town.
All right. By the way, you were robbed a few weeks ago with that officiating in that game I was watching the end of. I think it was against Cleveland. I thought you had that thing won. So did you. All right. Hey, let's talk about Medicare plans. What can you share with our listeners about the right one? It's not a slam dunk. How do you choose? How do you figure out what plan's right for you?
Well, you got it right, Jack. We're in the annual election period right now between now and December 7th. That's the one time a year when Medicare eligibles can pick a new plan for the first time, they can change their plan or drop their plan. So it's important, to really give that some thought right now. And folks are pretty inundated right now, getting with TV commercials, with direct mail and phone calls. And so, you know, I think this is a great chance to help people understand what to think about.
Well, again, I haven't gone through this yet, but what's the difference between like the original Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and options that are now available through the Medicare Advantage, and how do you kind of navigate that, if you could maybe boil that down, Neil?
Yeah, great question. So original Medicare covers physicians and hospitals and other healthcare services, and it's administered and run by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Medicare Advantage covers all those same things, but you purchase it through a private health insurance company. And usually, those Medicare Advantage plans cover your medical and prescription drugs, sort of all in one plan with one ID card, and they cover extra benefits that original Medicare does not offer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, Tim, going into this, and again, you're listening to, I'm sorry, Neil Steffens. I'm just getting a question from Tim. I'm going to come to Tim's question in a minute for Neil, if you don't mind answering a listener question. But Neil, joining us from Indianapolis, president of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. When we talk about Medicare, and I hear like 65 million Americans are currently facing that, you know, they got to choose. Is it December 7th? Is that, it runs up until then? Is that the open enrollment period, Neil?
That's correct. That's the one time a year, October 15th through December 7th.
So when I see 65, is that about close to 70 million Americans on Medicare, or is that just picking the enrollment? I mean, I'm not sure. You know, we're a pretty big country, 330 million. Is that about the number?
70 million total in the country eligible for Medicare, and about 50% of those folks are choosing Medicare Advantage plans.
And Neil, could maybe just for those who aren't quite there, is it 65 years old? Is that when you become eligible for Medicare?
It is. So that's when you age into Medicare. You can also be eligible for Medicare if you're younger due to a disability.
Now, just explain to folks, because I have my own theory on healthcare. We talk about it actually on the show a lot, because a lot of times it's overwhelming. And, you know, in terms of people who aren't, you know, have a, maybe their primary insurance is through their employer, maybe they bought their insurance coverage. We know things are expensive. We're still dealing with inflation, but explain how someone who might have had their insurance, say it's a couple, they've had their health insurance through an employer for decades, then all of a sudden they're coming up to the Medicare open enrollment period. What changes? What changes for them as the receiver of the health care benefits? And I know it's not free. Can you just kind of explain the transition if someone goes from used to it through an employer and then all of a sudden you're eligible for Medicare?
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes employers offer retiree coverage. So let's just assume that's not the case, right? Many folks need to go determine their Medicare options when they retire and they turn 65. And so they will pay for Medicare Part A, which is your hospital. Mm-hmm. That's actually no additional premium. You pay through that through work. But you do have to pay for original Medicare for Part B. And that's, I don't have the number in front of me, but it's in the neighborhood of around $185 a month. Mm-hmm. That's what you pay for original Medicare, okay? Your portion. And so when you become age 65, you have a few months to make a choice. And then every year you can make a choice during this annual election period. You can get original Medicare, or you can choose Medicare Advantage that often comes with the prescription drug coverage at the same time. And at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, most folks are choosing a Medicare Advantage plan because of the extra benefits. So things like dental, vision, and hearing benefits. And
yeah.
One of the things that is really exciting right now is at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, folks are choosing oftentimes a spendable account. So you can get a prepaid card every month that helps you with things like you may choose it to help you with your gas or electric bill or groceries at the grocery store.
Interesting. So what I'm hearing on the Medicare Advantage, and there is some flexibility. Some of this can seem pretty difficult to manage, but it seems like now. What would you say, Neil? Because you're in this. This is what you do. And by the way, is your role at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield overall, or overseeing the Medicare part of this for Anthem?
It's Medicare and sort of the east half of the country, including New Hampshire.
Now, if people want to just simply ask questions, do you provide like a resource area in your site, or what would you recommend to someone who's listening to you and they heard two or three things that you were very helpful on, but they might have follow-up questions? But what's the best way? Is there a main home site where people can kind of do the old Q&A?
Yeah, I think the anthem.com/Medicare website is a great place to start. So anthem.com/Medicare, and we've got folks that can help answer questions. And then one of the things we've done is when you become a customer, we've really streamlined our service model because our members have told us they want something simple. Mm-hmm. So we give everyone a personal customer service champion to be a single point of contact.
Interesting, because, you know, it's funny, when growing up in New England, and you mentioned how much, your east part of the country, it was always just a trusted household name. Is, you know, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is just part of my growing up, so I appreciate that. Well, Neil, thanks for talking about the open enrollment through December 7th. Neil Steffens, and I appreciate your time on Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of an H, and our network of news talk stations covering a big part of your region. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Jack.